How's it going? Hope you're good. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. First of all, apologies. I didn't actually get an episode out last week. For whatever reason, it just didn't get done. So yeah, apologies with that. Probably don't give a fuck anyway. But if you did listen to the previous podcast, which was titled What to Do If You Can't Afford a Coach, obviously I was running through that before the England game. And it was a little bit of a rush podcast, I'm not going to lie, but there was still value there. And I said I was going to put a part two together. So What to Do If You Can't Afford a Coach, part two, which is what I'm going to dig into now. And like I said in the last podcast, like with everything that I talk about, obviously I'm trying to give you as much value and as much information as possible. So obviously you can progress with your fat loss goals on your own. But there is always that gap in between doing things on your own and obviously working with a coach. But obviously I understand working with a coach, it's not within everyone's budget. But another thing around that as well, how do you know it's not within your budget? You might be just scared of reaching out and presuming that it's going to cost stupid amounts of money each month. Anyway, on with the podcast. So What to Do If You Can't Afford a Coach, part two. So number one, the first thing, well, obviously it's like number five or number six because I ran through four or five points in the last episode, but whatever, number one in today's episode. Now, when we're looking at food, like food is the most important factor that you need to take into consideration when you are going through a fat loss journey. Like I think sometimes people can get carried away and they're worried about the small stuff that just doesn't actually play a big part in their actual fat loss journey. Like how many reps should I be doing on a barbell chest press, or how many reps should I be doing with squats? How many sets should I be doing? What tempo should I be using? Should I be pointing my feet outwards, my feet inwards? Listen, yes, all of that stuff matters, but it's not actually going to matter with your actual fat loss journey. So food is the biggest thing that you need to prioritize when you are looking to lose body fat. Now, obviously there's a lot of confusion around food, so I'm going to try and simplify this as much as possible. But even when I simplify it, there is still a lot more behind it. Now, you might have already heard this before, but the biggest thing that you need to worry about when you are trying to structure your food and you are trying to obviously get yourself into a better position so you can lose body fat is looking at food as calories. Now, again, you'll come across the term calorie deficit. Now, that means you need to consume fewer calories in comparison to the amount that your body's burning every single day. Now, what that means is like every day, your body requires X amount of calories, X amount of energy to perform like brain function, body functions, your digestive system, you moving, you going to the gym or not going to the gym, you sitting on the couch thinking, like all of that stuff, we require X amount of calories each day. Now try and not worry what that exact number is, because to be fair, you don't have to be like 100% specific with that number. The biggest thing is tidying up your diet, consuming better foods, which will naturally bring down your overall calorie intake, and you moving a little bit more than you usually do. And again, I know that sounds really vague, but I am going to try and simplify it. So when we come back to the word calories, you don't want to be obsessing over like, oh, am I eating too much bread? Or I've had a chocolate bar at the end of the day, or I've had a cocktail or a fucking beer, or I had pizza at the weekend. Now, yes, all of them things are very calorie dense and they can quickly rack up the calories, which is what generally creates problem when people are trying to lose body fat, because they're eating too much pizza, they're eating too many biscuits, they're eating too much chocolate, they're drinking too much, they're going out, they're eating all the time, which obviously, like I said, racks up the actual calories. But it doesn't actually mean that them foods are bad, it's just they're very calorie dense. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, how many calories should I be consuming? Now, again, you don't have to be 100% specific with this number. Now, I am with clients because we do take it to that next level. Again, that's what happens when you actually work with a coach, like you're guaranteed to get your results at the end of the week. But for you, obviously, I'm trying to simplify it. So if you're struggling to lose body fat and it's not actually happening, we know that we're obviously consuming too many calories. Or you might be consuming the right amount of calories for you and you're just kind of in a standstill with your actual body weight, which is not a bad thing, because when people have lost the body fat, they've got to work their way back up with the calories so they can actually maintain the body weight. And then obviously they're able to keep themselves in a good position where they've lost the body fat, they're feeling lean, they're looking lean, they're feeling healthy and all of that stuff. Listen, I'm going on with myself with that side of things. So the best way to keep your calories down is just being aware of what you're actually consuming. And the best way to do this, obviously, when you buy foods and you have a look on the back of the packs, they've all got numbers there. They all state how many calories are within that food. Now, realistically, what you want to be doing is tracking your actual calorie intake. And some people say, oh, it's a fucking ball. Like, listen, it takes around 60 seconds to 90 seconds a day to actually enter your food. And it's not something that you have to do for the rest of your life. It's just to create the awareness and the knowledge around the calorie contents in food. And obviously, when you're trying to keep them down, what you'll do is opt for lower calorie foods. And again, that doesn't mean that you have to remove like pizza, beers, biscuits, or anything along those lines. It's just being smart with your actual calorie intake. Sometimes we'll have all of that stuff, just not every day. It's just like you generally make better food choices. You generally opt for things that are reasonable in calories. And sometimes you will let loose with the actual calories, and that's completely fine. But another thing why I'm talking about your actual calorie intake and keeping this down is because we can get lost with all the information out there, all the different like diet methods. Like obviously there's like keto, which kind of doesn't mention calories. Some people do when they are talking about keto, but generally it's like high fat, high protein, zero carb. And there's just no awareness around these calories. And the reason a keto diet works is because generally when people are removing all foods that contain carbohydrates, they're kind of just removing calories from the diet. So again, they reduce the overall calorie intake, which allows them to lose body fat. Another couple of ones I used to really slay on, but they are great for a good starting point, like Weight Watchers, Slimming World. So obviously they put their own structure in with the points and the sins. But what happens is when you're following their kind of food choices, and let's say you are using the points and sins, generally, if you're following the structure of whatever it is that they tell you to, it brings your overall calories down, hence that you actually lose the body fat. But what happens with Slimming World, as I know, because I've worked with quite a few people who previously done Slimming World, they lose a load of body fat because they tidied up the diet, they're eating certain foods that are actually helping them to feel better and feel fuller. But there is some foods on there that are unlimited or free, something along them lines. And don't forget, if you're consuming foods that are free and unlimited, and you're eating large portions of them and large volumes of them, it's going to start increasing the calories. So people kind of hit a brick wall with Slimming World. Don't get me wrong, it's good for a starting point, the community and all that side of things, but it doesn't actually take you to that next level and be more specific with your actual calorie intake, your protein intake, etc., etc. But yeah, that's one big thing that I wanted to get across. I've probably gone down the long road with it, but your main focus when it comes to food is your actual calories, keeping your overall calories down. Not the bread that you're consuming, not the beer that you're consuming, not the biscuits, the pizza. Yes, obviously we want to cut down on them because they are very calorie dense, but it's not because they're bad. And another thing as well is consuming foods that actually make you feel better. And generally when we're consuming foods that make us feel better, yes, they're a little bit more healthy, and generally they help to keep the calories down as well, because generally they are a little bit lower in calories. But that doesn't mean that you can't overeat on healthy food as well. Like, you've heard of like having two portions of oily fish a week, like having a piece of salmon. Now, you can still overeat on salmon. Salmon still contains calories. You can still overeat on potato. Potato still contains calories. And I think that's one of the free foods on Slimming World. I might be completely wrong, but I know myself, if I was on Slimming World and someone told me fucking potato was free, I'd be smashing the back out of it. I'd be making fucking chips every day because chips are potato. But yeah, your biggest focus when it comes to food is calories. That's the biggest thing that you need to focus on. Not what times you're eating, not what fucking points are in it, sins, fucking keto. Calories, calories, calories. So just bear that in mind. That's what determines whether you increase your body weight, maintain your body weight, or actually decrease your body weight. So just bear that in mind. Right, the second thing that I've wrote is movement. Now, when it comes to losing body fat, again, I've worked with a hell of a lot of people, and I know sometimes, well, a lot of the times people say that they struggle with time due to work, children, lifestyle priorities, and whatever else it may be. Listen, that's completely fine, but if you're not actually making the time to be active, like, you're always going to struggle to lose body fat. It's just as simple as that. Because if you think about it, if you're sat on your ass all day and you're not actually moving and you're not expending that energy, like, it's just not going to help you to burn calories. It's just not going to help you to lose the body fat that you want to. So what generally happens when I speak with people, we take a couple of stepping stones to where they actually need to be in terms of like their optimal position and being more active in comparison to what they usually was. But it's getting better with your time management and understanding without activity, you're probably not going to actually lose the body fat. So yes, you do have to move more. And this plays a bigger part in comparison to the actual training for your actual fat loss goals. Again, worrying about your sets, your reps, what should you be doing? What should you be doing at start of a workout, end of a workout? Your daily activity levels, you just moving is always going to be a lot more beneficial for your actual fat loss journey. Now, don't get me wrong, training has its part, but it doesn't want to be a place where you just go and burn calories. Like training, you want to use it to get stronger, fitter, healthier, using it as a mindset tool, using it as a distraction, using it as a place where you can create headspace, like all of that stuff. It doesn't just want to be a place where you go and burn calories, because it gets a little bit tedious and it gets fucking boring. So yeah, moving back to your activity levels, that is your second priority when it comes to fat loss. So first, your calories, obviously bringing down your overall calories. And just a quick one with that, don't take it down to a position where you absolutely fucking starve yourself, because that's never going to do you any favours. And the second is being more active than you usually are. And like I said, I understand that people have work commitments, family commitments, like priorities. But without you increasing your activity levels, you're never going to lose body fat. And just a little tip with that, again, now I spoke about with clients, we kind of take stepping stones to their optimal position. Don't go from one extreme to the other. So if you're not moving much throughout the day, and you're working like 8 till 4, 9 till 5, and then you're just chilling, whatever, that doesn't mean that you need to start doing a run every night or a fucking marathon or 20,000 steps or anything along them lines. Just do a little bit more than you usually are. Maybe start with a 15-minute walk in the morning or on your lunch or after work. Start locking that in. Start building it into your actual daily routine, and then you can work your way from there. And what you generally find is, because it starts having an impact on your actual fat loss results, you're losing body fat, you're feeling better about yourself, you actually enjoy the walk because you're coming away from all daily distractions. You're giving your head a little bit of a breather. Yes, it starts to become a part of your daily routine and a habit, but you start to realize that you did have the time. It's just you couldn't actually see any kind of benefit from the actual walking or being more active with however you're going to get your movement in. And the final thing I've wrote here is like what to avoid. I mean, like in terms of diets and in terms of people. So the first thing you want to avoid is like your mate's information, because what you've got to think about it, unless your mate's like a qualified personal trainer, online coach, and they've got a lot of experience and a lot of results to actually prove that they know what they're talking about, 9 times out of 10, the information that they'll be passing you is probably just fucking shit. So just bear that in mind. Like make sure, and I think I mentioned this in the last podcast, make sure that you're actually going to someone, a credible source, someone you trust, someone who's got proven results, experience, and they know what they're talking about, rather than just going to your mate for the information. Because like I said, 9 times out of 10, they'll probably lead you down the wrong path, up the wrong fucking ladder. And then yeah, you'll get 4 weeks, 6 weeks through, if that, and end up fucking up and then back to square one. Second thing I've wrote here is, in terms of like, what diets and people to avoid is bodybuilding diets. Like they just don't fucking work unless you want to be a bodybuilder and you want to get on stage at the end of 16 weeks, 18 weeks, 20 weeks. Like you just, like that's old school. Like you just don't need to take that body, but you just don't need to take that bodybuilding route. The bodybuilders probably don't even need to take the bodybuilding diet, but they're just kind of stuck in the ways. And obviously it does work, but it's very extreme and it's very aggressive. But yeah, we've moved on with times, but for some reason they're still stuck with eating 6, 7, 8 times a day, chicken, broccoli and rice, fucking fish and sweet potato, rice cakes, fucking BCAAs, you know all the fucking score. You do not need to eat like that. Trust me, 1,000,000%. It's just not needed. And again, they lose body fat because what they end up doing, they start cutting out like certain food groups or the amount of portions that they're eating or the volume of their portions. And guess what happens? They're just basically bringing down their overall calories. And then they implement like the cardio on the treadmill, the 30-minute walks, 60-minute walks. So they're just expending a lot of calories. Hence the reason that they lose body fat. So yeah, and generally bodybuilders, they will use other supplements, gear. And then the third thing that I've wrote here is anything anti-calorie. So as I spoke about with the food side of things, your biggest priority is the calorie side of things. And if something's trying to avoid the calorie, like tracking calories, because I know there's a lot of coaches out there saying, you don't need to track calories. And it's like, you don't, but you do have to go through a process of tracking calories to create the awareness and the knowledge around food. Because at the end of the day, like, this isn't me just preaching it, like, it's just science. Like, your body weight is determined by the amount of calories that you consume and expend on a daily basis. So if you're going to avoid this number, you're just kind of obviously fucking winging it. And you don't want to be winging it. You want to get the results that you want. So anything anti-calorie, like I said, Slimming World, Weight Watchers, they kind of dodge the calories. And then even more like the bodybuilders, they kind of follow meal plans as such, like 70 grams of sweet potato, 100 grams of fucking boiled rice. Like again, it's coming away from what actually matters, and it is your calorie intake. So let me quickly recap. Your biggest focus for fat loss will always be your calorie intake. Yes, you do want to be spending like your daily calories on foods that make you feel better, foods that give you more energy, foods that make you full as well. So kind of use that little bit of a framework to help you make your actual food choices. But like I said, don't stress over fucking bread, sugar and shit like that. So yeah, second thing, you don't want to be sitting on your ass all day. Like again, if you've got time commitments, fucking work commitments, family commitments, listen, you can shout about that all fucking day if you want to, but at the end of the day, you've got to get moving. It is what it is. And generally it comes down to time management and energy management and making sure that the goal is actually important to you and identifying why the goal is actually important to you. And that's a fucking big thing. I should have spoken a little bit more on that, but I probably mentioned it in previous podcasts. And then the final thing I spoke about is like what to avoid. Like you don't want to be listening to your mates fucking bullshit unless they are like qualified and they've got a lot of experience, a lot of results. And they generally obviously put a lot of free stuff out there, not free stuff, but they put a lot of value out there and it actually makes sense and people have benefited from it. And then like there's certain diets like bodybuilding, like 9 times out of 10, people just don't even need to fucking follow that kind of diet. it, it's fucking dead, it's in the past. So you don't need to be eating 20 times a day. You don't need to live off sweet potato, rice cakes, and all of that stuff. And then, like I said, anything anti-calorie. So if someone's telling you, like, you don't need to track, unless you've got awareness around calories, and you've got the education and the knowledge upstairs, then yeah, you don't need to track. Like, I don't need to track. I just kind of know what calories are in what foods, and that's how I'm able to make better food choices. But generally, I just eat better foods anyway that I really enjoy, that fit into my lifestyle, they're healthy, they're nutritious, they keep me energized, keep me full, and that helps me to keep my calories in the right place. But don't get me wrong, I still have a pizza, a burger, a biscuit whenever I want to. It's just generally, I'll eat better foods that make me feel better. And then, like I said, any kind of diet methods that kind of swerve or don't mention calories, because at the end of the day, we need that awareness around the calories that we're consuming. Because the scientists say, like, an increase, a decrease, maintaining body weight is all determined by the calories that you consume and the calories that you expend. Right, any questions around that? Obviously, you can always drop me a message on Instagram if you do want to speak about working with myself, so you can quickly achieve your fat loss goals, or maybe you're unsure about the price of the actual coaching. Like, don't be shy, just drop me a message. Like, I'm not no fucking salesman. I'm not gonna start blagging you to join my services. It's just like, if you need the help and it's within budget, we'll get the ball rolling. It's as simple as that. But like I said, if you do want help with your fat loss goals, and you do want to achieve them quick as possible, because that's what happens when you do hire a coach, and obviously I make everything simple and stress-free as possible so you can fucking move fast. Yeah, just drop me a message. Other than that, speak soon.